Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. One of the most pivotal books of the Bible is Acts of the Apostles. The beginning of the New Testament has the four Gospels. The Gospels are written by four different individuals, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, regarding the life of Jesus. After Acts, there are letters that are written to the churches or others. But it is Acts that gives us insight into the actions of the early church. Have you ever wondered why it is called Acts? It is what the apostles did. This week, I would like for us to take these few moments to look at some of the examples of those that were saved in Acts and make some vital observations. The scripture reference will be from the New American Standard Bible. Today, we're looking at Acts 9 and also Acts 22 to see the example of how Saul was saved. We will begin in Acts 9. Saul was persecuting the church, and in verse 3 it says, "As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do.' The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank. God called Ananias to go to Saul. We read beginning in verse 17. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized. And he took food and was strengthened." Now let's look at Saul's account in Acts 22, beginning in verse 12. A certain Ananias, a man who was devout by the standard of the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing near said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very time I looked up at him, and he said, 'The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name.'" Some observations. In Acts 9 and verse 6, Jesus told Saul, "It will be told you what you must do." In Acts 22:16, Ananias tells Paul to be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Saul had seen Jesus on the road to Damascus and had also been fasting and praying. So, if believing is all that is required for salvation, how is it that Saul was still in his sins? It is sin that separates us from God, and therefore it is essential for us to be baptized to wash away our sins. Baptism is for the forgiveness of sins. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of Newcut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages, and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.